Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 11. And the Bible verse is James chapter 1, verse 22, and it reads, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says," James 1, 22. One of the things that I learned from going through the Bible is that God put these stories in the Bible so that I could learn from them. There's a verse in 1 Corinthians, it's 1 Corinthians 10, 11, and it says, "These things happened to them as examples for us. They were written down to warn us who live at the end of the age." And so I see from the Bible that sometimes, you know, people can get this idea that just because they know a lot, you know, in their minds that they got it. But, and this was the problem in the Bible with the Pharisees. The Pharisees were very learned men. They were supposedly to help the people to understand the laws, to help them, to guide them. But over time, they got puffed up with their knowledge of who they were, you know, and what they knew, and also that people were looking up to them. It's the same thing that happens today, you know, that sometimes you have people who are gifted in terms of being maybe a pastor or a teacher. And then after a while, they forget where it all comes from. It comes from the Lord. And if we forget, if I ever forgot that this is only because of God's grace, that anything that I get and I'm passing on is only because of Him, then I am... I'll start just not living the word. I'm only listening to the word. And so I don't want to deceive myself. The Bible says don't do that. Don't merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. I have to do what the word says. I have to not just be speaking it or telling you about it. I have to do it. And this is why, you know, I don't just tell you about Bible immersion. I do it. I make, with God's help, I make it a point not even to be on the meetings before I actually do the Bible immersion for that day. And that becomes very tricky sometimes because, you know, we have meetings on the East Coast at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I am an early riser, but when I have a meeting at 5 o'clock, it can possibly squeeze my time if I would let it. But I really work hard at not being squeezed in terms of Bible immersion because I have in my own heart to do Bible immersion daily until my feelings change. If I wake up and I am feeling, I should say my negative feelings, sometimes I wake up really feeling the joy of the Lord, and it enhances my feelings in that way. But if I'm having a negative day when I wake up, as soon as I wake up in the morning, I need my mind reset. I need the word to come into me enough that it is changing my thinking and also impelling me on to action. You know, how am I going to act out what God has told me? And one of the primary ways that I want to act it out is that I want to be fully committed to not eat no matter what. And I'm not going to go into the food regardless of what is happening in the day. And that takes a resolve. It takes a making up of my mind that, you know, it can get as bad as it want to get. You know, but when in the Spirit of God, I'm not going to run to food because food has shown me in the past that it's just a matter of getting beat up And I'm tired of being beat up. I've had many years of being beat up, and I don't want to do that. And so I make it a point to be in the Word, because I don't want to be one who merely listens to the Word and be into self-deception, not living out what the Word says. And I have a wonderful way to live out what the Word says, because the Word teaches me this, that I have the Holy Spirit living in me. So if there are things that I know that the Word has told me to do, God has told me to do through His Word, and I have this thing going on inside of me, I call it rebellion and flesh, that I don't want to do it, whether it is, where someone might have hurt my feelings, a family member or something, and I want to be bitter and resentful toward them, or leave them out of situations. That's my flesh. And God says, no, that cannot be. That cannot be. If you follow me, if you're my ambassador, that's not how it is. And so call on my Spirit, He reminds me. As it says in Philippians 2:13, it says, for it is God who works in me to will and to act according to His good purpose. And so I can ask for that willingness to be as He asked me to be. And then once I find myself doing what I need to do, I can't take credit for it, because I know the many prayers that we've said to get me to the point that I am obedient. So I really depend on the Word, and I depend on the prayers of the people. And like I said, I do my part to keep alert by staying out of the food, but I even pray for that. I pray for to stay out of the food, every day. The Bible says, do not merely listen to the Word and so deceive yourselves. And that's a big warning too, because I can feel like I am doing the do by going through the motions, that's what religiosity is all about, going through the motions of worship, but not really bringing the heart to worship. There's verse in Isaiah 29:13, and it says, these people come near to me with their mouths, and they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is made up only of rules taught by men. And so I don't want to be into that deception, thinking that I'm all that, doing all that, and I'm not anywhere near where God is asking me to come. So I know that it cannot be just a matter of knowledge for me, that truly I have to have a heart that is surrendered to the Spirit that lives in me. And it's that Spirit that spurs me on to put into practice that which God teaches me in His Word. And so I take it each 24-hour day, what am I doing with what God has told me? What has He shown me already? And how am I actually practicing that each day? And I kid you not, it takes a lot of prayer to practice and to keep practice. There is that old flesh still rattling around there, that even after I've had some victories, that wants to say, you can sit down now, you don't need to do it, you don't need to do anymore. But that's not how God says it. I am a warrior in His army, and I would get tired if I didn't remember what He even says in His own Word. He says this, in Matthew 11:28-30, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So God will keep me going all through the day as I keep my mind stayed on Him, as I pray, as I stay in His Word, you know, and as I stay out of the food.